welcome to another installment of Adam Reads Guidance. My name is Adam Reynolds, Senior Staff Auditor at Infotex, and today's topic is succession planning, something I've found that can be a big concern, especially at smaller, community-based banks where resources, especially human resources, can be limited. There's also a lot of institutional knowledge held by key employees that is very valuable, and we want to ensure the institution has a plan when key employees are away on vacation or extended absences for whatever reason, and that the plan has been tested and is up to date. The concept of succession planning is straightforward. We want to be prepared in the event of turnover in vital IT management or IT operations personnel, and we do that by documenting roles and responsibilities, planning for successions, cross-training so that others can fill those roles, and testing our plans to ensure they work as needed. So this will be a fairly brief post, as it's not a particularly hard concept, but I want to point your attention to what guidance states. So let's see what the FFIEC has to say about succession planning. First, starting off in the business continuity booklet, it states, as part of their support for continuity planning, the board and senior management should assign knowledgeable personnel and allocate sufficient financial resources to properly implement an enterprise-wide BCP. Regardless of how personnel resources are allocated, financial institution management should establish roles, responsibilities, and succession plans for various operational disruptions, as they may affect business processes in different ways. So here we have established documented roles, responsibilities, and succession plans for various operational disruptions. And the operational disruptions we're focusing on here is key employees. Working in their absence is much harder if we don't have defined roles, responsibilities, and succession plans. The business continuity booklet also states that when testing the business continuity plan, testing decision makers and succession plans should be included in the scope and objective of the test, and mentions that cross-training of personnel and succession planning is also an important element of the business continuity planning process. So now not only do we want documented roles and responsibilities in a succession plan to test the plan, but also to cross-train other employees for those roles. Moving along to the management booklet, its main point about succession planning is that board and senior management should consider appropriate succession and transition strategies for key managers and staff members. Management should have backup staff for key positions and should cross-train additional personnel. The objective is to provide for a smooth transition in the event of turnover in vital IT management or IT operations. The FFIEC's operations booklet echoes these sentiments as well, stating that sound IT operations management also includes providing adequate staffing through personnel selection, succession plans, and employee training, and that internal control procedures, such as dual control and rotation of duties, facilitates cross-training and improves the depth of personnel skill and successions. Succession planning is also mentioned in the FFIEC's audit booklet and supervision of technology service providers booklet, but includes nothing new from what has already been stated. So, for succession planning, the main related material will be in the business continuity, management, and operations booklets, which makes sense. So let me finish by stating that what is required by the FFIEC? Again, board and senior management should consider appropriate succession and transition strategies for key managers and staff members. And regardless of how personnel resources are allocated, financial institution management should establish roles, responsibilities, and succession plans for various operational disruptions. Management should have backup staff for key positions and should cross-train additional personnel. The objective, of course, is to provide for a smooth transition in the event of turnover in vital IT management or IT operations. And finally, we want to make sure we are testing those plans and they're updated, because we don't want to run into a situation we thought we were prepared for, only to find out that the information we have is no longer relevant. And with that, thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments about succession planning, please let us know. And have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening.